Welcome back to the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing.
Thanks, Sandy.
I'm Ron, and we are so excited for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about family law SEO and helping you unlock those secrets to attract more clients using SEO.
Yeah.
Specifically for your family law practice.
It's really no secret that today's legal landscape is just so incredibly competitive, and having a strong online presence is just so essential.
Absolutely.
For success.
Yeah. You really hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
It's not even a nice to have anymore. It's a must have.
That's true. It is must.
And the source material that we have for you today really, really drives that point home.
Yeah.
Basically says, look, having a pretty website isn't enough anymore.
So true. You could have like the most beautiful, user-friendly website in the world.
Right.
But if potential clients can't find it,
right,
then it's pointless.
What's the point?
Yeah, like what's the point?
It's like having a billboard in the middle of nowhere. So let's break this down.
Yeah.
What exactly does this source material recommend? Where do we even start?
Well, the first thing that it really emphasizes is this power of organic traffic.
Yeah.
And that's like gold for any business, but especially for family lawyers.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be familiar with that term,
yeah,
organic traffic is essentially the traffic that comes to your website naturally through search engines like Google.
Exactly.
Without you having to pay for ads.
Think of it this way.
Right.
It's free advertising.
Yes.
And who doesn't love free advertising?
Who doesn't love free? Exactly.
Exactly.
So how do we tap into this magical organic traffic?
That's where SEO comes in.
Okay.
SEO is all about making sure that your website shows up high in the search results when potential clients are looking for family law services.
So like, let's say someone's going through a divorce.
Yeah.
And they need legal help.
Right.
What would they search for online?
Well, they might search for something like divorce lawyer near me, or, you know, best family law attorney in, and then they would put their city.
Right.
Those are what we call keywords.
Okay.
They're the words and phrases that people use to find information online.
And the article that we're looking at has some great examples of those family law keywords.
It does.
Like child custody lawyer in Bellevue or Portland divorce attorney.
Exactly. Yeah. The key is to identify the keywords that are most relevant to your practice area.
Right.
And your location. And then you have to make sure that those keywords are strategically incorporated into your website's content.
So it's not just about throwing in every keyword imaginable, right? There's a strategy to it.
Exactly. It's about using keywords naturally, organically, in a way that makes sense to both search engines and potential clients who are reading your content.
So step one,
yeah,
keyword research. Got it.
Got it.
What's next on the SEO checklist?
Well, another incredibly important tool that this article highlights is your Google business profile.
Yeah.
Have you claimed yours yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me how many lawyers still haven't even claimed their Google business profile.
I know.
It's like having a storefront but keeping the lights off.
It's true.
Right.
Your Google business profile is like your digital storefront.
Right.
It's what shows up when someone searches for your firm on Google Maps.
Yeah.
And it's crucial for local SEO.
Right.
Attracting clients in your area.
And it needs to be accurate.
Yes.
And up to date, you know.
Keep it fresh.
Your address, phone number, website link.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
But you can also go beyond the basics, add photos of your office, your team, even client testimonials.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah. And you know, we were talking about reviews earlier.
Yes.
Those are incredibly important for your Google business profile.
Reviews are huge. I mean, like personally, you know, if I'm looking for any type of service online,
sure,
whether it's a restaurant or a doctor, I always check the reviews first.
Of course. Yeah.
Social proof, right?
Social proof, exactly. And it's the same for law firms. Potential clients want to see that others have had positive experiences with you.
Right. So make sure you're encouraging your happy clients.
Yes.
To leave reviews on your Google business profile. That's a little nugget right there.
Yes. And respond to those reviews, both positive and negative.
Oh, yeah. That's huge, too.
Show potential clients that you're engaged and you care about what they have to say.
Okay. So we've covered keyword research.
Yep.
Optimizing your Google business profile.
Mm-hmm.
What about social media? Does that factor into the equation.
Oh, absolutely. Social media is another powerful tool
right. For
attracting clients and boosting your online visibility.
Yeah.
But just like with your website, there's a strategic way to approach it.
Right. It's not just about posting random updates, right?
Yeah.
There's a method to the madness.
There's a method. Exactly.
Okay.
You need to think about your target audience,
right.
What platforms they're using, what kind of content they're interested in. And then just like with your website, you need to optimize your social media profiles for SEO.
Okay, so what would that look like in practice?
Okay, well, first,
give us some examples.
Make sure your profiles are complete and professional.
Right.
Use a high quality photo, you know, maybe a professional headshot.
Right.
And write a compelling bio that really highlights your expertise in family law.
Right. It's like your online resume in a way.
Exactly. And make sure you include links to your website and any other relevant online platforms.
Okay.
And if you can, try to get verified on those platforms.
Oh, yes. The little blue check mark.
Yes. That badge adds credibility and shows potential clients that you're the real deal.
Right.
So you've got your profiles looking sharp.
Mm.
Now what?
What next? What kind of content should you be posting?
Well, think about the questions that you get asked most often by clients, you know?
Right.
What are their biggest concerns?
Right. What are those pain points that you can address?
Exactly. Create content that answers those questions.
Right.
And provides valuable information.
Yeah.
It could be blog posts.
Okay.
Articles, infographics, even short videos explaining different aspects of family law.
It's all about being a resource.
Yes.
For your potential clients.
Exactly. That's right. And the key here is to be consistent.
Right.
Don't just post once a month and expect to see results.
Right.
Try to post regularly and engage with your followers. Respond to comments.
Right.
Answer questions.
It's all about building those relationships.
Exactly. And remember, social media is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
It's about creating a cohesive online presence
right.
that attracts the right clients
right.
and helps your practice thrive.
So we've got keywords, Google business profile, social media.
Yeah.
What else is there?
Well,
this source material that we're diving into
yeah.
really stresses the importance of compelling content.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Sure. Yeah. It's not enough to just have a website that lists your services.
Right.
You need to go deeper than that.
Yeah.
Think about the specific needs and questions of potential clients in your area.
Right.
What are they searching for online?
Right.
What kind of information would be most helpful to them?
The article used a great example.
It did.
Of targeting the keyword alimony in Wyoming.
Yeah.
It suggests creating like a comprehensive guide answering every question
right.
someone might have about this topic.
And that's what we mean by compelling content.
Okay.
You're not just throwing keywords around.
Right.
You're anticipating what people actually want to know.
Right.
They're burning questions. And then you're providing that information in a clear and accessible way.
So if someone's searching for alimony in Wyoming, you'd want to have a piece of content that really dives deep into that topic.
Exactly.
Maybe a blog post,
yeah.
a video, an
yeah.
infographic,
yeah.
all of that good stuff.
And the more helpful and informative your content is,
right.
the more likely people are to share it, link to it, and engage with it. And that all feeds back into your SEO, boosting your rankings.
So good content equals good SEO.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Yes.
What else can we do to make our website content stand out?
Right.
Because let's face it, there's a lot of content out there these days.
Well, one thing the article emphasized was the importance of diversifying your content formats.
Okay.
It's not just about text anymore.
Right.
People have short attention spans. They're bombarded with information all day long.
Right.
You know?
So mix things up a bit?
Exactly. Use infographics to present data visually.
Okay.
Create short, engaging videos to explain complex concepts or answer frequently asked questions.
Yeah.
You can even, well, we're doing it right now, record a podcast.
Walking the walk, talking the talk.
Exactly.
And seriously.
Yeah.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
People are way more likely to engage with content that's visually appealing.
Yes.
And easy to digest.
Absolutely. And the more engaging and dynamic your content is, the more likely people are to stick around, learn something, and remember you.
Right.
Which is the whole point, right?
Absolutely. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Keywords, Google business profiles, social media, content creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot to process.
It is, but it's all incredibly important if you want to attract more clients and grow your family law practice
right.
in today's digital world.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
It's a must.
It is a must.
Yeah.
That's why we're talking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what really stood out to me in this article?
What's that?
It's the emphasis on video content.
Okay.
It's not just like some fleeting trend.
Right.
Video is like seriously a powerful way to connect with potential clients on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And I think that's especially true for family lawyers.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love a good video, right?
Right.
But in the legal world, and particularly in family law, I think it's even more important because it humanizes lawyers. Let's be real. The legal profession, it doesn't always have the warmest and fuzziest reputation out there.
That's so true.
Right.
You're dealing with people who are going through some of the most difficult and emotionally charged experiences of their lives.
Right.
They're stressed. They're scared. They're maybe even a little intimidated by the whole legal process.
Yeah.
And videos can help break down those barriers.
I see what you're saying. Like when a potential client sees you on video,
yeah,
they get a sense of your personality.
Right.
They see your face. They hear your voice.
Exactly.
And suddenly you're not just some name on a website.
Yeah.
You're a real person.
Right.
And I think that builds a level of trust and rapport before they even step foot in your office.
Absolutely. It's like you're saying, hey, I'm a real person. I understand what you're going through, and I'm here to help.
Right.
And videos are just so versatile. You can use them for so many things.
Total.
Answer frequently asked questions, share client testimonials.
I like that.
Even give a virtual tour of your office.
Ooh, I love that idea. A virtual tour of your office.
Yeah.
It's like a sneak peek behind the curtain, you know?
Exactly.
It makes it less intimidating.
Less intimidating, exactly.
Right.
And don't forget about the educational value of videos.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. You could create a series of short videos explaining different aspects of family law.
Yeah.
You know, like the divorce process, child custody arrangements, property division.
Right.
It's a great way to showcase your expertise and establish yourself as a thought leader in your field.
And I think the beauty of video is that it's so shareable.
Oh, totally.
Right.
Absolutely.
People are way more likely to share a video on social media than like a big block of text.
Yes.
So it can really help amplify your reach and get your message in front of a wider audience.
Absolutely. And think about all the different platforms that you can leverage.
Yeah.
You can post videos on your website, your Google Business profile, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
Right.
The possibilities are pretty much endless.
It can almost feel overwhelming though, right?
It can.
I mean, we've talked about T-words.
Yeah.
Google Business profile, social mm-hmm. media, video marketing,
mm-hmm.
creating compelling content, link building.
Yeah.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, but don't let it paralyze you.
Right.
I think the most important thing is to just take that first step, you know?
Okay.
Don't get bogged down in all the details.
Yeah.
Start by focusing on the basics like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
Get your keyword research nailed down.
Oh.
Optimize your Google Business profile.
Right. Make sure your website is in tip-top shape.
Exactly. And then gradually start incorporating those other strategies.
Right.
Like social media marketing and content creation.
Okay.
Remember, this is a marathon, not a sprint.
Rome wasn't built in a day.
Exactly.
But speaking of building things, I want to touch on something else the article mentioned. Link building.
Yeah.
What exactly is link building and why is it important for family law SEO?
Great question. So think of links as votes of confidence from other websites. When a reputable website links to your website, it tells Google and other search engines that your site is trustworthy.
Okay.
It's valuable. It's credible.
So the more high quality links you have
yeah.
pointing back to your site,
yes.
the higher you'll rank in search results.
That's the idea. And there are a lot of different ways to build links.
Okay.
You can write guest blog posts for other legal websites.
Okay.
Get listed in online directories that are relevant to family law.
Right.
Participate in online forums and discussions.
Okay.
You can even reach out to local news outlets and offer yourself as an expert source on family law issues.
So it's really about getting your name and your website out there.
Exactly.
In as many relevant places as possible.
Yes.
Building those connections.
Yes.
And establishing yourself as a trusted voice in the family law community.
You got it. It's not just about links. It's about building relationships.
Right.
And becoming a visible presence in the online legal community.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground today,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's one key area that we haven't really explored in depth.
Yeah.
And that's how to tailor all of these SEO strategies specifically to the sensitive and often emotional nature of family law.
You're absolutely right. We need to address the elephant in the room here.
Right.
Family law isn't like selling shoes or promoting a new restaurant. It's
right.
deeply personal, it's emotionally charged, and it requires a different level of sensitivity and tact.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to dive into next. Okay, so we've talked about all these different SEO strategies, you know, keywords, Google Business Profile, social media, content marketing, link building, even video marketing. But now let's bring it back to family law.
Right.
How do we apply all of this in a way that's sensitive, ethical, and effective for this very specific and often emotionally charged area of law?
That's a really, really important question, and it's something that every family lawyer needs to be thinking about.
Yeah.
You're right. This isn't like selling widgets or promoting a new app, you know? You are dealing with people who are going through some of the most challenging and vulnerable times in their lives.
Right.
Divorce, child custody disputes, maybe even domestic violence situations, you know?
Right.
It requires a completely different approach.
Okay, so let's break it down.
Yeah.
What are some practical tips for family lawyers who want to use SEO to attract clients?
Yeah, sure.
But do it in a way that feels authentic, ethical, and, you know, not sleazy or exploitative.
Well, first and foremost, it all goes back to understanding your ideal client. You know, really put yourself in their shoes.
Okay.
Imagine that person going through a divorce, maybe feeling lost and overwhelmed, and they turn to Google for help.
Right.
What are they searching for?
Yeah.
What questions are swirling in their minds?
Right.
What kind of information would be most valuable to them at that moment?
Yeah, that's a powerful perspective shift.
It is.
It's so easy to get caught up in the technical side of SEO, you know, the keywords, the algorithms, the backlinks, that we forget about the human element.
Exactly. And I think that's what really sets a successful family law SEO apart.
Yeah.
It's not just about gaming the system or trying to trick Google into ranking you higher.
Right.
It's about empathy. It's about understanding.
Right.
And it's about genuinely wanting to help people who are going through a difficult time.
So how do we translate that empathy into our SEO strategy?
Okay.
Give us some concrete examples.
Okay, so let's take keyword research as an example. Instead of just focusing on broad keywords like divorce lawyer, think about the specific pain points that potential clients might be experiencing.
Okay.
They might be searching for how to file for divorce in, and then their state, what are my rights in a child custody dispute?
Right.
Or even something as specific as how to protect my assets in a high net worth divorce.
This was about really drilling down and understanding those nuances of what people are actually searching for.
Yes.
Those long tail keywords.
Exactly. And when you're creating content, think about those specific questions and concerns.
Okay.
Write blog posts. Or create videos that provide clear, compassionate, and informative answers.
Right.
Avoid using legal jargon or overly technical language.
Right.
Speak to your audience in a way that they can understand and relate to.
And what about social media?
Sure.
I imagine there are some unique challenges and considerations for family lawyers.
Yeah.
When it comes to promoting their services on platforms like Facebook or Instagram.
Absolutely. Social media can be a great way to connect with potential clients and build relationships.
Right.
But you have to be very mindful of the content you're sharing. Avoid posting anything that could be perceived as insensitive, exploitative, or even triggering for people who are going through a difficult family situation.
So no posting memes about divorce or using clickbait headlines.
Exactly.
That prey on people's fears or anxiety.
Exactly. Keep it professional. Keep it informative.
Right.
Always err on the side of caution. You can share helpful articles, blog posts, or even inspirational quotes that offer support and encouragement to people going through family challenges.
Okay. So what about reviews and testimonials?
Yeah.
Those are so important for building social proof.
Absolutely.
But I imagine there are some ethical considerations for family lawyers.
Yeah.
Given the sensitive nature of their work.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
Client confidentiality is paramount.
Right.
So you can't just go around posting detailed testimonials that reveal personal information about your clients or their cases.
Right.
But you can still showcase your expertise and build trust by sharing anonymized case studies or highlighting positive outcomes you've achieved for clients without disclosing any identifying details.
That makes sense. So to sum it all up, successful family law SEO isn't just about technical tricks or trying to manipulate search engines.
No.
It's about approaching your online presence with empathy, sensitivity, and a genuine desire to help people who are going through some of the most challenging times in their lives.
Absolutely. And if you can do that, not only will you attract more clients, but you'll also build a reputation as a trustworthy and compassionate family lawyer, which is invaluable in this field.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I think that wraps up our deep dive into family law SEO. We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From the technical aspects of SEO to the ethical considerations that are so important in this particular area of law.
Yes. And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
There's so much more to learn about SEO. But hopefully this deep dive has given you a solid foundation and some practical tips.
Yeah.
To get you started.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to experiment.
Yes.
Try new things. See what works best for you in your practice.
Exactly.
And remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
That's right.
SEO is a marathon, not a sprint.
Well said. And one final thought I'd like to leave our listeners with is this. In a world that's increasingly driven by online searches and digital marketing, family lawyers have a unique opportunity to be a beacon of hope and support for people who are going through difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
So use your online presence wisely, ethically, and compassionately.
Yeah.
And you'll not only build a successful practice, but also make a real difference in the lives of the people you serve.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll sign off for today.
I will.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep pushing forward.